Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, the great I am, my Creator, the sustainer of life, the giver of freedom, my Savior, my friend, Abba Father, bring America home again. I beg you. Thy will be done in all things. We know we do not deserve your blessings. Perhaps this is our path now to draw us closer to you. Whatever the path, O God, we do ask for your presence and your divine wisdom and your courage in these days of darkness ahead. Leadership here is ungodly. Free us from their bondage. Let not their evil have another victory. Bring to us peace. Reveal to us all the truth of these who are arrogant and blasphemous. I ask, O God, that you protect President Donald Trump and his family and all those who have remained loyal to this nation's constitution and laws. Our evil Congress are allowing foreign enemies to threaten the President of the United States. They are threatening the President of the United States. You are the God of all. Remove our fears, O Father. Calm our spirits. Grant us wisdom and direction. Our enemies are emboldened by their latest deception. They are now storming the brinks of this nation in an arrogant attempt to overthrow all your people. We rely on you. Rise up amongst us, Father, the brave and the godly who can lead us once again. My prayer is not for me, O God, but for all your people here in this nation and around this world that look to us, to the United States, for safety. I believe you have placed me here for such a time as this. And I will not waver, but I confess, O Father, I have fears. You are our help. Only you. As from the scriptures, Lord, I will lift my eyes to the hills, knowing my help is coming from you. Your peace you give me in time of storm. You are the source of my strength. You are the strength of my life. I lift my hands in total praise to you. For such a time as this, we bow before you, O God, and we give you total praise. You are our salvation. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. It's been a ride here in the last 4 years plus. In the last 2 decades, really. So as I was reading through things yesterday and today, the title of the show today is The Betrayal. As I tried to digest all that has happened in the last 2 decades... longer, but just the last 2 decades is enough. And then the slap in the face and the kick in the gut this week as to millions of Americans. I realized the plan all long ago was to keep you happy and to keep you in the dark, not ever to make America great again. If you are a Christian, look at how many times betrayal has taken place. Not just in our lifetime, but in biblical times. We just celebrated Christmas. A child born to be the king. The king. Fast forward the days, 2 years. Wise men from afar came to worship him. King Herod asked these wise men to come back to him after they found the child so that he too could worship. Oh, but the wise men, they were warned in a dream from God of the evil and they did not return. Yet evil did. King Herod then ordered the slaughter of all male children 2 years and younger. The massacre is reported in Matthew 2. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem. 2 years and old. 2 years old and younger. Can you imagine that, what took place? Can you imagine being one of those soldiers doing this? Betrayal. Then the child, Jesus, grows to be a man. His words are a threat to the Pharisees. They hated Jesus, and they began to plot against him, using the current government of Rome. Oh, they had the perfect plan. And they had a man who was a disciple, a friend of Jesus. And for 30 pieces of silver, he would kiss the cheek of Jesus, our Savior, and betray him, sending him to torture and to the cross. Betrayed. The people were betrayed by the Pharisees, and Jesus was betrayed by a friend. He was put through a series of illegal Jewish trials late at night in the darkness. It was the way of the law, as you know. Then turned him over to Rome for crucifixion. His crime? Jesus was teaching truth from the scriptures. Those Pharisees were using the scripture to deceive the people and making a nice profit. The Pharisees got along just fine with the Roman government. While they profited, the people did not. Betrayal. Today, well, President Donald Trump is no Jesus. But he was betrayed. However, the betrayal was not just against this man. It was his family and his family. But the betrayal is against we the people. It's obvious. It's corrupt. It's arrogant. It's absolute evil. So it would appear that they have won. They stole an election and they have absolute power. But that isn't enough. Now they must finish off the man who they believe has awakened the American people, stirred spirit of liberty in our hearts once again. He and his family must be absolutely humiliated and destroyed. When I ask you to pray for America, it is not about some fluffy list of blessings that we desire. It is about the future of this nation. It is about evangelizing our God. It is about freedom, not freedom. Tommy Harris would say, I'm talking about independence and liberty. The Pharisees of today are the elected officials. Congress let you know and continue to arrogantly spew their lies that they will not allow the American people life, liberty, or the pursuit of happiness of any kind. You have been bad, you know, and they are out to punish you. Pandemic, oh yes, there's a virus. Ever wonder how it got here? There is much being revealed. There is much more being censored. I will share an article with you later in the show, putting some events together. We must not be censored, America. We are in danger. I believe. There is no longer, this is no longer, just politics. In the Liberty Song, it reads many things, and I will share it later as well. But for such a time as this, we must continue to honor God first, protect family, stand for our country, restore the republic, and take back this nation. In other words, we must bring America home. My friends, you have to understand how serious this is right now. I have several articles. Did you know that they're planning on charging those who entered the Capitol with sedition? They did nothing all summer while Antifa and BLM burned down the cities and occupied them. Nothing. And now, it is a great crime to enter the House of Congress. Arrogance. You're listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. There's no good reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on these tracks. Your singing comes. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings Liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've got Daniel Turner with us this morning. Daniel, how are you doing? It's been a long time, it seems like. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, you know, it's a troubling couple of days, but it's always nice to be on your show, Beth Ann, as a voice of reason and a good friend. So thanks for having me on as we begin 2021.
You know, I saw a funny meme the other day on Facebook from another friend of mine, Mindy Patterson. And the jobs guy, the dirty jobs guy. I lost his name. Doggone it.
Mike Rowe.
And he was toasting to the new year, but he said, oh, that was fun, and here's to 2022. I thought we got to laugh about it. I think we're in some pretty serious and dark times right now. I saw this morning where Iraq is going to charge our president with murder, and they're putting a warrant out for his arrest. Our Congress is being stupid, and I think we're in for some dark days, and I'm really concerned. I'm concerned about patriots like you. I'm concerned about some of these. Josh Hawley's take a stand, and he's being just riddled, as well as some others that took a stand. There was only a handful that saw it to the end. And so we rely on people like you with your boots on the ground trying to help this nation. And I thank you, Daniel. Thank you for the support of the show, and I just appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you, and that means a lot. And it is going to be a difficult time. What I'm concerned about going forward, because we have to look into the future, right? We have to acknowledge shortcomings, acknowledge crimes, punish people who are guilty of crimes, etc. But we have to also think how do we move forward from here. And one of the things that concerns me is, like you mentioned, Josh Hawley, what's happening there? Because you took the stand you did, people are saying, well, his book deal should be canceled. His publisher canceled his deal. People are saying you shouldn't be allowed to, there's a call to put people on the no-fly list. Well, wait a second, because I went to a rally. I didn't storm the Capitol. I didn't even promote storming the Capitol. I was part of over 500,000 people on the National Mall protesting, and now the response is, well, you should not be allowed to fly ever again. You should be on the no-fly list like a terrorist. That's not healthy. That's political revenge. That's un-American, exactly. And that's the real concern I have. Look, I understand there's going to be political hay that is made coming out of this, but when the response of many senators is, you took the wrong position in not in storming the Capitol, right? You took the wrong position on this election, and therefore you have to resign your seat. Well, what happens if I take the wrong position on climate change, right? What happens if I take the wrong position on the Iraq war or the next war, which we're going to go into, which is inevitable because the people in power, the people coming into power, love war. That's why they got partially back into power. What if I took the wrong position on that issue? Should I have to resign my seat as well? And that's a real concern I have, is the call for people who supported this president or who supported the Make America Great Again movement. Now they are not allowed to be part of civil society. They're not allowed to have the benefits of being American. That's not the way to move forward. If anything, that's going to make the violence more extreme.
I'm concerned that they are going to go after the American people. I think I'm small potatoes, but anybody who continues to stand for freedom and liberty and the Constitution and defending Donald Trump and saying the election was a fraud, that we're going to be punished. I don't know if they're going to haul us all off to a prison camp, but we're going to be punished. And maybe it's through not being allowed to travel. And maybe it's going to be something else. Maybe it'll be under the pretense, you know, New York's got this thing about rounding people up if they seem to be a hazardous, a disease hazard, infectious. And, you know, just even things being said like that. And I got the bill, so, you know, that it's even being considered is scary in this nation,
yeah.
Daniel.
And yeah,
we and know what they're going to do to our energy. They're going to destroy the energy realm again. They're going to attempt to anyway.
Oh yeah.
So
well, look, the Mr. Biden had an opportunity yesterday that he took to address the nation and to address his concerns. And one of the things he said, if I can just dissect, and I wish he or his staff or someone listening right now could explain what he meant. But one of his comments was, we all know if this was a BLM protest, a Black Lives Matter protest, it would have been handled much differently. That's just a fact. We all know it. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that if those protesters were Black Lives Matter, it would be handled differently by whom? By the police? So are you saying the police were different because the protesters were white, so the police are saying a racist? Right? Or who would have handled it differently? If the media had covered it, they would have covered it differently if it was Black Lives Matter. So you're saying the media is racist. So my question is, look, I understand you, again, like, want to make political hay. You want to – Biden has always longed for the lofty rhetoric that will be eventually chiseled in stone, even though he's not a particularly erudite person. But we need to dissect his words, and they're saying, well, the words of President Trump sparked this violence. Okay, well, then if we're dissecting words, let's dissect those words. By saying this would have been handled differently if it was a BLM protest means the Capitol Police are racist. Or does it mean something else? And if it does, please enlighten me to what that means. So that's, again, these are all the things that are going to result from an awful, awful day. And there's going to be very little real introspection and very little reckoning and thought. There's going to be a lot of additional anger, finger pointing, and opportunism, and those are all dangerous things.
Well, they're, you know, the censorship is proof that they're not going to listen to the other side. They don't want unity. Unity listens to one another. They're not willing to listen. And if you have a differing opinion on climate change, if you have a different opinion on abortion, or you have a different opinion on something else, they're going to come after you and punish you. They're removing people from their jobs. People are being fired for supporting the president. I mean, this is going to be disastrous for this nation.
Yeah. There are people who attended yesterday, again, or 2 days ago. They are not being accused of marching up the steps. They're not being accused of anything violent or illegal. They were just at the rally. And they are being removed from their jobs because their colleagues are finding out that they were there. They took the day off, whatever. And bosses, companies are just to hopefully make the situation go away, firing people. Well, I thought it was against the law to fire people for their political beliefs. But not if you have the wrong political beliefs, because here's how they'll respond to that. Well, what if it was a Nazi protest? Well, but it wasn't, right? So why are you being fired for attending a political protest? A million people, so they claim, attended the Women's March the day after President Trump was inaugurated. Yeah. Was any fired for that? And so for the 500,000 people who literally stood on the mall and chanted and didn't do anything illegal, why are their jobs at risk? Why are their liberties at risk? Well, because you believe the wrong things. And if the media, the tech companies, the corporate America, if they all want you to believe a certain way, they'll be damn well sure you're going to believe that. And if you don't, you will be punished. And again, this is what's going to breed more violence, more anger, more hostility. And I have a great story I'll tell, but I don't think I'll get it in time. If you don't mind, I'll stick around after the commercial. Can I invite myself, Bethany, to stay on?
You absolutely may, because I want to hear a story. And I think we've got another person that's going to call in on that second segment. So, yes, you stay with us, Daniel, because we're going to hear
Thank
the music
you, ma'am.
Here just shortly. Now you've got me teased, because I'm going to hear the music here, and I'm and I'm going to be anxious to hear what you're saying. Well, you know, I had a prayer this morning, and I'm going to continue to pray every morning. And I need some connections. I'd like to talk to you after the show. If you have just 10 minutes to talk to me after the show, and maybe you can help me get connected with a couple of people that I think will benefit the show, and the show will benefit them. And whatever we can do to keep censorship away from CSC Talk Radio, we got to do that. Daniel is with Power of the Future. Power of the Future is a sponsor of the show. Without Daniel, we wouldn't be here, and we appreciate him so very, very much. And he has a story to tell when we come back, and I'm all giddy about it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have another caller, and he knows who he is out there. You can give us a call at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Daniel stayed with us. He has a story to tell us, and I want to hear it. Daniel, give us
a story.
I want to hear all about it.
And I tried to, during the commercial break, I tried to find it, and I was unsuccessful, but I will, I'll eventually send you the original one. I remember it, but I'll send it to you so people can read it on their own. And it was about the importance of free speech, and oftentimes we hear people say we need more speech, not less. The response to censorship, the response to political violence in speech is not by curtailing it, by allowing more of it. And an interesting article a long time ago I read was about a young man who had a very offensive tattoo. Don't even need to say what it was, but it was visible and it was highly offensive. And he said that because for so long people confronted him on the tattoo and they asked him about it, and sometimes angrily, sometimes violently, he said over the course of time, it forced him to recognize his beliefs and come to grips with them. And the article was about him having that tattoo removed. And he concluded, if that tattoo were some way illegal, right, if it were illegal for me to express that, I would have just sat home and I would have stewed with these ideas. And maybe I would have done something stupid, but because I was able to express it, free speech, I had to face the actual ideas it was representing. If you think Trump supporters are crazy, if you think Biden supporters are crazy, the way to deal with them is not by forcing them into some cave to stew by themselves, because that will just make them worse. The best way to deal with them is to allow them to express their thought. Now, clearly we have to express it nonviolent. We have to express it legally. We have to express it within the confines of the judicial system and the justice system. But we have to allow them to express their thoughts. And my concern is by telling people, you cannot think that anymore, you cannot express that belief or have that belief, we're going to force people into their basements, into their little thought ghettos, where they will become angry and ultimately violent. So the answer to speech that you don't like is to allow more of it and not to allow less of it.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, anytime you have people together with differing opinions, you know, you don't have to get angry, and you're not necessarily going to change the other person's mind. But if it's something having to do with this country, now I'm not talking about life and death, I'm talking about policies. If you don't discuss them, you're not going to come up with a better idea. Because sometimes maybe both of you have a little good and a little bad in your ideas, so you put it together and you try to come up with something good. That's assuming, though, Daniel, that they're after the same goal. Right now, I fear, and I agree with 100%, we cannot censor speech, no matter what it is. But we, without that open speech, we don't have a better idea. But right now, I fear that ideas are being squashed just simply because you don't agree with them, and we're not at the same goal. We don't have the same goals in mind.
And
that's worrisome.
I agree with you, and we are a little too new into the European experiment of making certain speech illegal. But you do see signs and instances of people being arrested for what they put on social media, arrested for what they put on Facebook or Twitter, where police are arriving in people's homes and bringing them out and charging them with a crime. This is a fairly new European phenomena, only about a year, 2 years old. But I think we should keep a sharp eye on what this will lead to, because you cannot persecute people for what they think, regardless of how egregious it is. And the answer to that is not by censoring it. And there's a lot of people who think a certain way in this country. By telling them their thoughts are punishable is not going to solve any problems, or it's not going to end well for our country.
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, when we had CO2 coming on the show, we were giving the other side of the science regarding climate change. And when I would post some of the things, now they fought Facebook and kind of won when they were censoring them, but they would do that. Facebook would censor the CO2 coalition or label them as fake news, false information, because they didn't agree with it. And so information's not getting out to the people that they can make their own decisions. You know, if you've got enough information, you can make your own decisions. But if the information is being censored, it's difficult to know and make good decisions. And so, yes, absolutely, we should have freedom of speech. And that is our First Amendment. And the left right now, they're trying to squash that. And it's scary stuff. So thank you for the encouragement.
Thank you. Thanks for allowing me to tell that story. I hope it was helpful.
Oh,
and thanks for all you do, Beth Ann.
Oh, thank you. Send me the story when you find it. I know how that is. It's hard to find them. I appreciate it much, Daniel. I appreciate all that you do. You have a great weekend. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We have Tim from Iowa. He asked specifically if he could call in today. I wasn't going to take calls necessarily. I have some things I want to share with you, but I was going to give Tim a little opportunity. Tim, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you doing today, Beth?
I'm hanging in there.
You know, in A Wonderful Life, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. I think in D.C., every time a bus motor starts, someone's likely to get thrown under it. And, you know, I was watching the debate in the Senate after they got back together again after the incident Wednesday. Yeah. And speaking of betrayal, Lindsey Graham sitting there talking about how him and his good buddy Joe Biden used to jet set the world, going around visiting these different places.
Yes.
Did you see that?
I did. It was sickening.
Yeah. Very sickening. And, you know, I can see it coming. A big question that really crossed my mind was, what was Loeffler and Purdue doing there? Their terms had expired.
Yeah.
And I think, from what I'm hearing, that Purdue's got a lawsuit down there in Georgia pending yet that says he shouldn't have even been in a runoff, that he found 32,000 votes in Fulton County, Georgia. And the judge has told Fulton County, Georgia, and this we're talking November 3rd now, and the judge has told Fulton County, Georgia, you have to the 15th to answer this of this month.
Yeah, do you think they will? That's next Friday.
They have no evidence to throw Purdue's claim out. I think Purdue's going to stay in the Senate. That's what I think.
Well, I don't know. I know Loeffler already bailed out, but I expected her to bail anyway. I didn't expect her to stand up for the president. If we all remember, Loeffler's the one that profited greatly, and there was a little bit of a scandal that now has been swept under the rug.
Two stock purchases of working from home companies after she got her COVID up. Yeah, she's in trouble.
Yeah.
And
a couple of Democrats. There was a couple of Republicans and Democrats on that committee that had privy to the information. And the American people have been betrayed. There's no doubt in my mind, Tim.
Yeah.
Going forward here, it's scary times. We are definitely in a free fall in the dark, godless abyss of.
But this could explain why they want to impeach Trump, because if those 32,000 votes get thrown out, and I understand. The Arizona State Senate is meeting on Monday. They're possibly, I don't know what's going to happen there, because they've got problems with Maricopa County supervisors did not obey their subpoena. And,
I have.
There's 32,000, there's 32,000 registered voters that registered after October 5th last fall, which is unconstitutional.
All of it's been unconstitutional, and it's a slap in the face of the American people, and not just a few American people. There's more than just a few of us out there that are watching, and not just one party either. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Thank you, Tim. We're headed into a break. I have something to share when we come back. Have patience with me, and we'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-832-1804. 800-832-1804. 800-832-1804. That's 800-832-1804.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Radio. This is Beth Ann. Before I share this with you, and before I get to the last of the show here, well, we are on the last segment, I want to encourage you to open up your Bible this weekend and read Psalm 121. There's a song that I sing on occasion. It's called Total Praise by Michael W. Smith. And I have the accompaniment tape, and I sing, and it's one that came to mind when the guy was suing Amen and Amen, because it's got like a sevenfold Amen at the end. I go, well, what does that do to these songs with a sevenfold Amen at the end? But it's based on Psalms 121, and I read it during my monologue. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where doth my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, and he will not let your foot slip. Read 121, Psalms 121. Now, as I get into this segment, I know I'm going to run out of time. But betrayal. How many conservative people trusted Trey Gowdy? I started distrusting him when he resigned. In the heat of things, he resigned. And I often wondered why. Well, this week, he gets on and he accuses the president of encouraging this mob they call an insurrection. I also want you to write these things down. I'm not getting money from these people. I wished I could, but I want you to have good news in front of you so that you can choose and make decisions yourself. This is coming from the Gateway Pundit, PUNDIT.com. TheGatewayPundit.com. I trust TheEpicTimes.com. You will have to subscribe to them. I trust AmericanGreatness.com. FrontPageMagazine.com. Those are some that I trust. You might continue to watch The Daily Caller. They will have good and bad on there. But my friends, you have got to have that gift of discernment right now. Censorship is upon us. CSC Talk Radio is independently owned. You know, we're always broke. We barely make it month to month. I haven't made a profit since I started. But I feel I have to continue I need your help. We ain't going to submit and we won't forget. This is by Larry Johnson out of the Gateway Pundit. After 4 years of sustained coup attempt to destroy the presidency of Donald Trump, the Washington establishment now wants us, the deplorables, to sit down, shut up, and accept a steal. Now here's a newsflash. We will not. This is no longer about ensuring that Donald Trump, who won the election, remains the president. The issue is more profound. It is the preservation of our republic and a demand for genuine accountability and fairness. As I listen to the howls of the fake outrage of a plethora of Democrats and Republican media in Silicon Valley, tech giants condemning any Trump supporter who dares speak out to challenge the election fraud of November 3rd, I have not forgotten, and I will not forget their lies and their silence. When Black Lives Matter and Antifa ravaged some of our major cities over the last 9 months, these same clowns did not denounce the rioting, looting, and violence. They lied and called it peaceful protests, mostly peaceful protests, but the silent majority saw with their own eyes the secretion of the statues, the assaults on law-abiding citizens, and the destruction of small businesses. When disgruntled Democrats and Hollywood elite insisted Trump is not our president, the media did not denounce them as insurrectionists. When Madonna called for blowing up the White House, the only rage from Trump supporters, she only got outrage from Trump supporters. The rest of the establishment yawned and celebrated. When Kathy Griffin, a low-rent, untalented comedian, decapitated a model of Donald Trump, the media again struggled, shrugged this off as nothing important. The double standard and gargantuan hypocrisy, I love that word, gargantuan. My mother used to get on this for saying that, is stunning. And the Washington establishment expects us to act as Alzheimer patients who can't remember what we had for breakfast. No, we remember every act of resistance. For more than 4 years, we were fed the lies that the Russians elected Donald Trump. And now we know the FBI lied repeatedly in submitting false applications to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. So far, not one of those liars, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, or however you say his name, have been called to account. Yet supporters of Trump, General Michael Flynn and Roger Stone, were accused falsely of lying and prosecuted. Most trust Americans recognize this was a flagrant violation of the basic concept of fairness and blind justice. We are told to move along. Nothing to see here. We have watched angry leftists burn American flags and have endured the lectures about the rights of those scum who express themselves. No arrests yet. The police turned out in force to arrest the African-American leader of the Proud Boys for burning a Black Lives Matter flag. What's going on? One set of rules for those who want to destroy America and another set of patriots who want to defend this nation. Do you remember Tom Brady and the accusation of the deflated footballs, that big old colossal thing that took place? Did we realize that two congressmen tried to get involved in that because they needed to fix that, right? That was wrong. They need to fix that one. But the election is totally ignored. He said, resist. First, Joe Biden is not our president. He is a corrupt thief. And I'm going to add, in bed with China. Second, if you are a registered Republican, change your registration now to independent. Third, do not send a single dime to any Republican who refused to stand with President Donald Trump. Fourth, contact your senator and representative and let them know you will not forget. By the way, the number is 202-224-3121. Fifth, continue to protest and speak out. Do not be cowed by or bullied. Sixth, refuse to support with your hard-earned dollars any business or media outlet that is attacking you for exercising your fundamental right to protest. He had a little bit more in there. I wanted to share with you the words coming from the Liberty Song that was written back in the 1800s. I'm sorry, in the 1787 was when it was written. And then it was given a new voice on a last verse. And this is our verse today, America. This is our verse. The freedom we were born in, in freedom we were born, and in freedom we'll live. Our purses are ready. Steady, friends, steady. Not as slaves, but as free men, our money we'll give. In freedom we're born, and like sons of the brave, we'll never surrender, but swear to defend her, and scorn to survive, if unable to save, to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.